Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Republican state lawmakers may not be done redrawing Tennessee's electoral maps. The Tennessean reports that they may shift districts for the General Assembly in the next legislative session. Republicans already hold a supermajority at the state legislature. Redistricting could help them win even more seats across the state. Democratic State Senator Charlene Oliver, who protested the GOP's congressional redistricting of the Memphis districts, said, "What more do they want? It's unclear which Democrat-held seats could be in the crosshairs." Black bears are on the move this summer, and they're showing up in Middle Tennessee. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports there have been sightings in Hickman, Dixon, Wilson, and Sumner counties in recent weeks.
By early summer, adolescent black bears depart from their mamas and search for a new home range, sometimes quite far. Male bears roam up to 300 square miles away from their original homes, occasionally landing them in Middle Tennessee. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency requests that folks report sightings. Bears in this area tend to move through quickly. But if a bear lingers, the agency says people should secure trash and remove pet food and birdseed from the outdoors. Greg Grieco, director of the Appalachian Bear Rescue, says black bears historically lived across all of Tennessee, but logging and hunting forced bears into the Appalachian Mountains. Now, as populations once again expand, the bears face challenges from climate change and urban sprawl.
As we develop these areas that bears have historically inhabited, as bears reclaim areas that they used to inhabit, they run into our roads and our houses and our cars and us, and they have to find ways to adapt to these environments.
The best way to help bears, he says, is to protect their natural habitat. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
One of the main roads through Bordeaux has been renamed for the woman who represented the area in government for years. Thelma Harper was a member of Metro Council who became the first black woman elected to the Tennessee Senate. She had a habit of wearing large hats, a strategy for making sure she could not be ignored. In those hats, she helped force the closure of the Bordeaux landfill and prioritize legislation protecting children. News Channel 5 reports a portion of Clarksville Highway was officially renamed Thelma Parker Parkway this weekend.